encouraged to donate tampons, pads, liners, and other menstrual products. For drop-off locations and more information, visit unitedwaykflna.ca/periodpromise.
KPP Concerts presents a stacked lineup of shows this winter in partnership with CFRC 101.9 FM, featuring a mix of big-name acts and some local faves as well. On March 8th, Montreal punks The Anti-Queens hit the stage in celebration of International Women's Day. Then, on March 14th, don't miss Kingston's Good Times supergroup, Rocket Surgery. On March 16th, the Great Big C's Sean McCann hits the Spire, and the Mahones rage the stage on St. Patrick's Day. On March 20th, the Cancer Bats return to town, and on March 22nd, Canadian pop sensation and Queens alum Devin Cole puts on a show. And on March 29th, don't miss the sweet sounds of Dom Lewis. Unless noted, all KPP shows co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM take place at the Broom Factory. For full info and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the...
Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is now on. Until March 31st, enjoy contests, performances, free film screenings, and local activities to cultivate your Francophone.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Hey guys, welcome back to Stoke. Happy Tuesday. I'm your host, Jane, and I'm situated here on Queen's University campus on a beautiful Tuesday, and I hope you guys are just having the day of your life. I know I definitely am. This week, if you've never tuned in before, this is Stoke. We play some indie tracks. I tend to have a theme every week and try to stick to it. This week, I'm pretty excited. I am doing an ode to my parents. They definitely have played a huge role for me in my music taste and where definitely everything has stemmed from for my love of music for sure. So I'm gonna kind of give a little playlist for them. So the idea I had this week is, picture this, you are sitting in the backseat of your parents' car as they play their music and they drive you somewhere. Like, take me like 8-9 years old, you're sitting in the back of the car as they're driving you to practice, your dad's got his music up, your mom's got her music up, they're turning it up, you're just not even paying attention, but those songs play such a role later in your life, and that's kind of the vibe that I'm thinking of. So honestly, give me the songs that you may have forgotten about, but as soon as it comes on the radio, you're like, oh my gosh, that is my parents' song. I remember it. I love it. Or even the songs that you sneaky add to your playlist after you get out of their car. Like, come on, we've all been caught Shazamming a song that they've played. Don't lie. But anyways, this is just a playlist to kind of commemorate some of my childhood songs I heard growing up and what basically tailored what you've been hearing lately on the show. So we're gonna start off with a song that I have this distinct memory of when I used to play gymnastics, which I literally played for when I was maybe 4 years old. So this is like for a year. Like, I don't know how I remember this, but I remember getting picked up, sitting in the backseat of the car, my dad driving me home. All I see is the windshield and it's raining and I'm driving home and Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon is playing and it's forever ingrained in my memory. And that's exactly what I picture when I think of this playlist. And every time I hear it, I just think of what me and my dad driving around listening to this song. So I one time saw a TikTok of a girl explaining the exact same song in the exact same situation. So I'm sure this is a universal experience. So that's the song I got to kick it off for today, this week, because it's where this playlist stems from. So kick back, relax, pretend you're driving back from your gymnastics practice. It's raining, you're in the car, and Sex on Fire comes on the radio.
I know the water.
See, I hope you pictured the exact same thing that I was when you were listening to that one. So that was Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire, always an ultimate classic for sure. We're going to head into a pairing that is exceptionally my parents coded. I could have said that definitely better, but these two bands literally represent, I think, my parents to their core and would have been their top like song probably on Spotify. They had it in the 80s and 90s. So first, we're going to start off with Running with the Devil by Van Halen. Obviously, got to give an ode to my more hard rock side. I love Van Halen. I think my dad has actually seen them maybe 4 or 5 times. Like, this man is a diehard fan. So shout out Chris. He's going to be jumping in his seat when he hears this one. And then obviously for my mom, Jen, Jenny Bear, she gets the Psychedelic Furs, and this is Pretty in Pink. And I know Pretty in Pink is her favorite movie of all time. So this one, every time it came on, I vividly remember my mom turning it up to 100 maybe on the volume, and my ears would start bleeding. And she'd be, just let me listen to this song. Just let me have my minute. And you know what? I get it now. I will probably be doing the same thing. So definitely two opposite spectrum songs, but they're great ones. So bear with me and enjoy. If you rock with that vibe, I think we're going to float around in those realms for a bit longer, but oh my gosh, I can't believe the two like polar opposite different kind of songs we got there, but hey, I got taken back to the long drives I used to do to Florida with my parents, so maybe some of you guys did too. I'm sure someone's sitting out there listening to this and like, oh my gosh, I have definitely heard that song before. So we're going to head on into another one of the songs from my parents. This one's more particularly for my dad, but he would make me, when we would drive to my hockey games, we would listen to the 70s, like, top 10, or no, like, 100 countdown by Casey Kasem, and I would sit there for 2.5 hours as we drove to God only knows where, and I would listen to the most niche, weird 70s music ever. But I think that's why I have the best music trivia record in the game. So thank you, Dad, for that. But this song is kind of closer to that. It's Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass. It's a great song. It just has a good vibe. I'm sure some of my roommates, I remember they played the song one time and I was like, oh my God, you get it. You know the vibe. It's awesome. And, you know, you just got to jam out to it. It's a great kind of summer song, especially now in Kingston. Once it gets warmer, I think this is going to be a big summer jam for me. And then after that, again, my mom, the biggest alternative, like new wave lady there is out there. Again, if she was on the radio, if she got control of the music, she would listen to Saturday Night Safety Dance on Sirius XM. And for 2.5 hours again, it would be just new wave stuff. And that's also something that I've held very close to my music taste now. So for her, she gets The Promise by When in Rome. So those are those two songs coming up. Might sneak another one in there. We'll see. We'll just see the vibe. But listen up and enjoy.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine
what
girl.
A good wife you would be.
Such a fine
but
girl.
My life, my love, and my lady is the sea. Yeah, Brandy used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging glory. But he had closed down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
I'll be there.
Holy team, we are ripping through this episode. I think we're just having too much fun. I'm just enjoying myself too much. I'm running out of, we're running out of runway to go here, but those were some great songs. What you just heard was Raise a Little Hell by Trooper. Honestly, the biggest fire me up song you're going to hear at a hockey game ever in your life, I think. Any sports game for sure, but like, give me a Friday night hockey game and that song comes on. Come on, that's pretty electric. All right, so coming up, we're going to stick with, you know, the new wave. That's my mom's jam. Come on, that's what I grew up hearing and listening to as we're driving to God knows where. So we got some Echo and the Bunnymen coming up. I obviously could do Psychedelic Furs again, and I wish I could just do a playlist full of them. And I had two of their songs on there, but I realized I had to change it. But this song, Lips Like Sugar, is such a good song. I know a lot of movies have used it in lots of shows now too, but it is just an iconic good tune. I'm sure you might recognize some of it, but if you don't, this is a great alternative throwback to just throw on your playlist. So highly recommend Echo and the Bunnymen for sure. And then after that, you know, you might wonder why I play so much Beatles on here. You might be like, why does Jane always play Paul McCartney? One, I love him. He's awesome. Why wouldn't I play him? So two, I'm going to play them again. So obviously me and my dad love the Beatles, and that's what I grew up listening to. So that's what you're going to get, obviously. But this one, I was trying to think of a good one to play, like an iconic classic. But then I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to play a song that I like, and it's a fun one that maybe not everybody knows about, but this one is All Together Now by the Beatles. It's a fun little hip-hop tune on Yellow Submarine. I'm sure if you don't know it, I don't know. Get into it. It's super fun. It's upbeat. It's live. It's awesome. And then after that, I know we played my dad a little surprise song, so we're going to hit my mom with a surprise song. She's probably going to scream and start dancing around the house, turning up all the music. So if she does, you know, you got to let her do it. But once you hear it, you'll know. But this, the surprise song coming up is a great one. So all of these songs again are great. If you're just tuning in, this is Stoke. I'm your host, Jane. And the playlist theme this week is songs that you grew up hearing in the back of your parents' cars. They're driving you somewhere. It's staples to your music taste now. Anything, all of the above, come on. It's just what it is. It's awesome. So if you don't know us, follow us on Instagram. It's Stoke_CFRC. And if you do know us, give us a DM or a like or a comment. Come on, I always love seeing that. So get into it. This is Stoke, and here is Lips Like Sugar.
Think she's yours, she's flown to other shores. I have a little more? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I love you. A, B, C, D, can I bring my friend to tea? E, F, G, H, I, J, I love you.
Boom, 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 boom.
Sail the ship.
Boom, boom, boom.
Chop the tree.
Boom, boom, boom.
Skip the rope.
Boom, boom, boom.
Look at me. All together now.
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 Black, white, green, red. Can I take my friend to bed? Pink, brown, yellow, orange and blue. I love you. All together now.
All together now.
All together now.
All together now.
All together now. The tree,
boom, boom, boom.
Skip the rope,
boom, boom, boom.
Look at me.
Comprehending the race at long gone by.
Well, that was Modern English, I Melt With You. That one, again, it was from Pretty in Pink, but my mom raised me on that movie, so, and that's probably her all-time favorite song of forever, so I had to play it for her, come on. A lot of English and British bands in this list, which I find pretty cool. I think that just goes to show that the indie kind of rock alternative area definitely stemmed a lot from overseas over there. So very cool to kind of just delve into the generation above us and kind of what they were growing up on and listening to when they're our age. So definitely very cool. And I wish that they had a night at, give me like stages where they played music like this. Come on, like an actual themed 80s night where they don't just play not good music. So come on, I'll be the DJ. You guys sign up and I'll send out the tickets. Come on, it'll be awesome. So we're gonna get into the last three tracks here. Actually, I forgot to mention as well that the song Raise a Little Hell by Trooper, they're Canadian, which is just absolutely super, super cool. You don't get to see a lot of big rock bands in the like 80s that were Canadian. Obviously, like, we would know them, but I feel like this song kind of got everywhere. They're from Vancouver, so definitely a very cool little tidbit. So that's awesome. Our last two songs, I'll do my final track, kind of the last thing of the day, but this next two set, again, this one's kind of closer to where we were kind of conscious as kids, but this one would always play on the radio. My mom, she's a gym teacher, and I know for a fact that she would throw this on in all of her gym classes, and the kids would probably hate it, but I actually really like this song, and I don't blame her for it, but it's Safe and Sound by Capital Cities. I'm sure you haven't heard that band name in a long time, but definitely a fun one. You will for sure recognize it. Been in tons of movies, but awesome. And then this next one I've been so excited to play. I remember as a kid I had this throwback to like CD of like top 80s hits, and we'd like throw it on our like CD player when I was a really young kid, and this was the first song on it. And it was Video Killed the Radio Star, and I couldn't help but love it. I think I was actually 6 years old, sitting in my room, listening to Video Killed the Radio Star, singing all the harmonies in the background, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, it's such a fun song. I have definitely grown up on it. That throwback to that CD, oh my gosh, I wish I could find that and just play that for you guys too, but it's awesome. But those are the next two coming up for you. Hope you guys are enjoying. This is Stoke.
Take you where you wanna be. You could be my luck, even if the sky from a wireless back in 52. Lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
We have made it through, team. We are on to our last final surprise song of this beautiful Tuesday morning. Thanks for coming along and listening to this with me. I know it's a very niche thing for all of you guys to hear, but I want you guys to hear it. You should hear how everybody's parents listen to their music, but that was just a bit of a dip in your toe into my parents' car drives, and I'm sure what it sounds like when they drive to Florida together. So I hope you guys enjoyed. This last song is by the great, beautiful band, U2. They are just spectacular. And I know my parents have seen them live a couple times together, I think. And they just go on about how great they are live and all of the above. And I feel like we don't give U2 enough attention in this generation. Maybe that's really like annoying of me to say, but they're a great band and we need to value them more. I'm sorry, but I'm going to stand by that. Anyways, this is one of my favorite songs, if not my favorite song by U2. This is Sunday Bloody Sunday. If you don't know it, get on this wavelength. It's pretty awesome, very powerful, talking about a lot of good things. It's a great song. So this is a big shout out to my parents. Thanks for raising me well and giving me the music taste I have today. Hope you guys all enjoyed. This has been Stoke, and I am Jane, and I'm signing out. Thanks, guys.
Close my eyes and make it go away. How I-
Kim Purcell is an award-winning real estate sales representative working under the Sutton Group Masters Realty Brokerage. Kim was born and raised in Kingston and is into her ninth year of real estate. She has intimate knowledge of the area, which has positively influenced her career as a realtor and led to numerous five-star reviews from clients. If you're looking for a real estate agent in the Kingston area who is trustworthy and will work for your best interests, you're